Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 50 Great Bed and Breakfasts and Inns New England by Susan Sulick is a hybrid travel and cookbook title that explores the appeal of New England lodging through the lens of breakfast and brunch. Organized around a curated selection of 50 bed and breakfasts and inns across the region, the book offers short profiles that sketch each property and its setting, often pairing that overview with ideas for what to do nearby. Its defining feature is culinary. The book includes more than 100 signature brunch recipes contributed by the featured inns, bringing classic comfort foods and regional flavors into a practical home cooking format. The result is less a comprehensive lodging directory and more an armchair journey that connects place, hospitality, and food. Sulick, an editor and writer with experience working with recipes and food content, leans into approachable dishes and vacation-inspired menus, aiming to help readers recreate a weekend in brunch experience at home, while also spotlighting destinations worth adding to a New England itinerary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a travel cookbook built around New England inn culture. The book works best when understood as a travel cookbook rather than a conventional guidebook. Each featured bed and breakfast, or inn, functions as a gateway into a particular corner of New England, with brief context on the property and its locale followed by food that represents the experience guests might remember most. This structure mirrors how many travelers recall a stay at a charming room, a distinctive town, and a standout breakfast served in a communal dining room. The travel material provides orientation and atmosphere, while the recipes supply the hands-on method for extending that atmosphere beyond the trip. Reader reactions often reflect this balance. Those looking for a detailed directory of lodging information may find the descriptions relatively light, but readers who want reliable brunch ideas connected to real establishments tend to view the book as a rich recipe collection with an added sense of place. In practice, the format makes the book useful both before a trip, as inspiration for which areas and properties sound appealing, and after a trip, as a way to recreate the flavors associated with New England hospitality. Secondly, inn profiles and local activity suggestions as light itinerary fuel, alongside the recipes. The book provides short profiles of each of the 50 inns, typically highlighting a bit of background and a snapshot of the surrounding area. The goal is not to compete with exhaustive travel references, but to offer enough narrative to connect a dish to a destination by including suggestions for nearby activities. The book frames each inn as part of a broader weekend experience, the kind that mixes scenic drives, small town exploration, coastal or countryside excursions, and seasonal attractions. This approach supports a common New England travel pattern: short getaways that revolve around a distinctive setting and a comfortable home base. The profiles also reinforce the idea that breakfast is not an afterthought at these properties, but a signature element of their identity. Even when the inn information is brief, it serves a clear purpose in the book's design, which is to situate food in a specific place and tradition. For readers, this means the travel content is best used for inspiration and context, while practical trip planning would still benefit from up-to-date sources beyond the book. Thirdly, signature brunch recipes as the main value proposition. The book's strongest and most consistent deliverable is its collection of more than 100 brunch recipes sourced from the featured inns. Rather than presenting generic breakfast staples, it emphasizes memorable, menu-worthy dishes associated with special mornings away from home. Examples highlighted in public descriptions include carrot cake pancakes with cinnamon syrup and cream cheese icing, crab cake eggs Benedict, and Maine blueberry stuffed French toast, which signal a range from sweet comfort baking style flavors to seafood forward savory plates. This variety suggests that the recipe section is designed for entertaining as much as for everyday breakfast, helping readers create a weekend brunch spread that feels like a getaway. The recipe focus also aligns with the author's editorial background in food content, where clarity and approachability are central for the home cook. The practical benefit is breadth: multiple categories of brunch-friendly dishes that can be mixed and matched into menus, whether the goal is a cozy winter breakfast, a summer coastal-themed brunch, or a holiday gathering. In that sense, the book functions as a destination-themed recipe anthology. Fourthly, regional flavor cues without turning into a deep history of cuisine. While the book is not positioned as an academic study of regional foodways, it still conveys recognizable New England flavor cues through the kinds of dishes it spotlights. The presence of Maine blueberries in a stuffed French toast, for instance, reflects a widely associated local ingredient, and seafood-centered brunch items such as crab cake eggs, Benedict, echo coastal culinary identity. The cumulative effect of many inns contributing their signature items is a broad, practical portrait of what feels at home on a New England brunch table: hearty breakfasts, seasonal touches, and comfort-driven recipes meant to impress guests. Importantly, the book's regionality is expressed more through menu choices than through extended historical explanation. That keeps the focus on what readers can cook, while still reinforcing the connection between landscape, local agriculture, and inhospitality. For readers seeking a deeper dive into culinary history, the book may feel intentionally light, but for cooks who want authentic-seeming inspiration anchored to real places, the regional signals are enough to set it apart from a standard brunch cookbook. It offers an experiential sense of region rather than a scholarly one. Lastly, a post-trip and at-home entertaining companion, one of the clearest uses for this book is helping readers recreate the emotional tone of a bed and breakfast stay at home. Many people associate inns with leisurely mornings, generous portions, and dishes that feel more special than weekday breakfast. By collecting recipes from multiple properties, the book turns that feeling into a repeatable ritual cook, a standout brunch, set the table, and bring a little vacation atmosphere into an ordinary weekend. This is also where the book's dual identity pays off. The inn profiles can spark the memory or desire for travel, while the recipes provide an immediate way to engage with the theme even without planning a trip. For hosts, the compilation format supports menu building because a single brunch can include contrasting items drawn from different inns, such as a sweet pancake option alongside a savory egg-based centerpiece. Reader feedback that calls the book more cookbook than travel guide is not necessarily a drawback in this context. It highlights the book's practical strength. It offers a wide selection of brunch recipes that feel connected to real hospitality settings, making it useful long after any specific itinerary is forgotten. In conclusion, this book fits best for readers who love the idea of New England bed and breakfasts and are equally motivated by what is served at the breakfast table. Travelers planning a regional getaway can use it as inspiration for places to consider and as a way to associate specific towns and properties with a distinctive food memory. Though anyone needing comprehensive lodging details will want additional, up-to-date travel resources, home cooks and brunch enthusiasts will likely get the most value, because the recipe collection is the central feature more than 100 signature dishes that aim to capture the indulgent weekend pace of an inn breakfast. The practical benefit is straightforward: a deep bench of brunch options suited to casual family mornings, holiday gatherings, and entertaining, with a mix of sweet and savory dishes that feel special enough for guests. What helps the book stand out in its category is its anchoring in real establishments across a defined region. Many brunch cookbooks provide excellent recipes, but fewer tie those recipes to a travel narrative and the culture of hospitality. By combining light destination context with a broad recipe anthology, Suik's book offers an experience-driven alternative to both a pure travel guide and a conventional regional cookbook. If you would like to support Susan Sulik, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.